Indeed. And also this week, researchers have found the chemicals that make mice scared stiff if they smell a predator, such as a cat, rat or snake. Publishing in the journal Cell, a team from California, again, wanted to know what it was about these predators that caused stress hormone levels in mice to rise and why they'd flatten themselves against the floor, even if the predator wasn't visible. Lisa Stowes and colleagues discovered that the trigger was a group of proteins found in urine, and they're known as MUPs, or major urinary proteins. And these are secreted by just about every vertebrate on the planet, but they're very species-specific. And one section of the mouse's nose is very sensitive to these proteins. The researchers already knew that the mouse vomeronasal organ could pick up pheromones from other mice, but the idea that they were sensitive to those of other mammals is new. And in their tests, they placed mice, which had an inactive vomeronasal organ, close to an anaesthetised rat, so it wasn't going to eat them. And because the mice couldn't smell any of these MUPs, the mice showed no signs of fear, and one even curled up and went to sleep next to the rat. So it shows that the visual spectacle of a rat on its own doesn't play a part in predator recognition.
That's fascinating, because we've known for a long time that mice will avoid areas where cats have been and where rats have been, and people knew that cat urine was a very, very big deterrent for these species, and there must be something smelly about the cats and rats that were putting the mice off. And another interesting point is that if the mice catch a particular parasite, one called toxoplasmosis, which is actually carried by cats and wants to get back into cats because that's where it reproduces and then gets out of the cat and back into the environment and then into mice, if mice get infected with that parasite, they lose the ability to be scared of cats and rats. The idea being that the parasite wants the mouse to be eaten by the cat so that then it completes its life cycle. So it'll be interesting to see whether the toxoplasmosis works by deactivating the input from that vomeronasal organ, the thing in the nose that makes the mice smell the cat.
Yeah, it must be interfering with these MUPs, or the take-up of these MUPs somehow. But what it means is that the fear of the cat, rat and snake smell must therefore be hardwired, since these mice have been bred in labs for nearly 80 years, and I think very few would have met Mr. Tibbles at any point.
Thank you. Well,